Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Welcome, welcome to VerK Radio, iHeartRadio. This is Get Your Business Right Show with Michael Muse. I'm Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach. And guess what? This is about the success of women, power of women, VerK Radio. I'm here. I'm excited about what we do here on Get Your Business Right Show because we come across some of the most amazing, some of the most phenomenal people who are changing the world and what they're doing and the actions that they're taking. And guess what? When we look at life, when we wonder, one of the biggest things we do to move forward and how we think, when we look forward and what influences us in society, what's that one major thing? It's the media. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I have a gentleman today. He is the mediapreneur. He is a publisher. He has changed the landscape. He's been part of that landscape of changing the music here in Detroit when it comes to rap. This gentleman here has a new book. When I say he thinks outside the box, he stepped outside the box all across the board. He has a new book. The Business Bible, the Book of Carter. Let me introduce you to the mediapreneur, the new author, the brand champion, Mr. Miles Dixon.
That's what's up. He said the brand champion. I'm going to use that one. Thank you very much, the brand champion. I'm going to use that one, Mike. Thank you for the introduction, dear brother. I appreciate it.
Brother, I am excited about what you're doing. I'm excited about how you doing. And guess what? I know this audience wants to hear. They want the nuggets and the details because you're a testimony. You're a testimony in what you do. You're a testimony from where you come from, good brother. So
yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to jump into it, brother. So you first let's talk about when you first decided to become an entrepreneur.
Oh, wow. When I first decided, I didn't even know I was an entrepreneur. I always did things that I love. So it started back from me selling cake. My mother used to bake cakes called the Sakatumi cake. Anybody know the history of Sakatumi?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Right. So I just so happened to go outside one day and I had a big slice of cake, right? My friend was like, "Hey, I'll give you $1 for a piece of your cake." $1? You don't give me $1 for a piece of this cake. Give me half of it. So I cut it in half. He gave me $1, right? So my other friend was like, "I want something. I'll pay $1 for this. You buy one, right?" I said, "How many y'all want one?" And they're like, it was like four people. I went home and cut a slice of cake. Came back, and I made $5 in like 4 minutes. And $5... to a kid who's like 9 years, like 8, 9 years old. I was like, oh my God, I got money. So my mother came home and couldn't find out I sold almost 13 slices of cake. Because there was only about this much of cake left. You hear me?
Right.
My mother went to Rampin' and Raving. Well, she was cussing, I'm not gonna lie. She's like, "Where did all this cake go? I know you ain't eat, sit up there and ate all this cake with your greedy self." She ain't say so. But she was like, I was like, "No, mama, I sold it." She said, You sold my cake? I said, "Yeah, and I made like almost like $15. She was like, "You made $15. Right? How much did you charge me to make another cake?" She said, "How much the cake cost, mama?" She was like, "Probably like $2.50 to make." I said, "Okay, can you make me two more?" Right? So That Saturday, she made me the cakes. And by that Sunday, I was in the front of the house selling cake. And side of the house water. Wow. I had the water hose going. Water. This is before bottled water and all the other courses. But I wouldn't even call it entrepreneurship. I didn't even look at it as entrepreneurship. I just look at it as
making money. That was it.
Well, I was making money, and I love to see people be happy. People was biting into my mother cake, and they were happy. And I was like, wow. And then I forgot even before that, like when I was roughly about 6 or 7, I was drawing and just marking prices on a piece of paper, right? So the construction paper was like 75 cents or 50 cents. Regular piece of paper was like 25 cents, right? So my neighbors, I got some neighbors in my neighborhood right now still have the pictures I used to draw.
Oh, man.
With the prices on them and everything. And last time I seen it was Miss Carter showed me. And tears came to my eyes like, wow. She said, PB, we always knew you was going to be in business somehow because I was selling my drawings when I was 6, 7 years old. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I didn't realize I was good. I did not know I was an entrepreneur until really when I got to my 2021.
Okay.
I didn't know what entrepreneurship really was. But, you know what I mean?
That's amazing, Miles. You definitely, even at that young age, you were able to connect sales with being happy and seeing other people happy.
Yes, most definitely.
And being able to tap into that, man, that's a beautiful thing. Because there's some people who spend their whole lives looking for what their purpose is and what they should be doing.
Yeah.
And here it is, you figured it out at a young age.
Well, honestly, I thought my purpose was really to do music. You know what I mean? Because music game, that was my thing. You know what I mean? But later in life, music was not my calling. It was part of me growing, learning more about business through music. That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Like, you know, my purpose wasn't the music. I thought my purpose was music. I was just musically inclined already. You know, it's a gift of mine. You know what I mean? Entrepreneurship is not my gift, it's my present. You feel me?
Exactly.
It's not my gift, it's my present. And when people say, well, what's the difference between a gift and a present? A gift I was born with. My present, I had to open it up.
That's right. You know what I mean? Yes.
I had to open it up. And then when I put my godly sense inside of my present, it made things that more easy for me to flow with it or tell people. I used to be called, they say, you think you know everything. I'm like, well, I don't know everything, but why you keep asking me questions? If you're going to criticize me at the same time, you're asking me for something. So my entrepreneurship is basically like a present to me. Like God unveiled it and said, you know, this is how you can bless people more. And they can actually go away with something. My gift is music. I'm giftedly inclined. So when people hear it, I make them feel a certain way. You know what I mean? Yeah. But when I give them my present, you know what I mean? I give them a present.
That's right.
They can actually eat, and they can eat from it too, and feed their families and live a life from it. So that's, you know, that's one of my I'm more prideful of my entrepreneurship versus my music talent.
Oh, I definitely understand that, man. And so you definitely get us to this point where we have to talk about the inspiration behind the Book of Carter, the Business Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you this Business Bible. I've read it 3-4 times already. I mean,
that's dope.
It's the real deal. For the person who say they don't like to read, this is the perfect starter book for
them. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's quick.
And for that person who's already in business, man, and they just need some good nuggets before they go into going to a meeting, this is a good book. It's an excellent book to get the proper framework, mindset framework, right. Had a reference right.
Yeah.
And for that seasoned person, man, hey, this the book here, man. There's still stuff out this book, man. Try to create another book and create a course on it. It's that good.
Exactly. You know, I told somebody said, hey, man, what chapter is that? What is chapter 5? Remind me what chapter 5 is real quick.
Chapter 5, what's good for others isn't necessarily good for you.
Right. My friend of mine like, hey, man, can I make a course out of that? I said, Sure, why not? And what's good, right? So what's good? And so I said, well, why you pick number five? He said, because everybody keep coming back and telling me what worked for somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, the word hustle means different for me. To me, the word hustle is that seed that's planted, but not the fruit everybody should eat from.
Mm.
Makes sense?
Yeah.
So everybody, you can't try, you cannot try to grab somebody's lifestyle and make it your hustle. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, I have a philosophy that the problem in African American community, we treat our businesses like hot dogs. So with that being said, you know, a hot dog, you just open the pack, throw it on the grill, right? You don't care if it falls in. You don't prepare. You know, you just throw it on the grill. You know what I mean? And even if it falls into the ash on the ground, what you do? You throw it back on the grill, right? There's no preparation and nothing for it. But with our steaks and chicken and turkey, we marinate it for days. You know what I mean? We prepare real good the day before we're going to cook it. You know what I mean? We take care of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So with that being said, when he asked me about it, he said he wanted to teach his students that you cannot look at what somebody else did and use their pathways, because you don't know if they had on socks, shoes, boots, or whatever to get them through that path. And you might not be built for it. You know what I mean? Your feet might be too big, or your arms might be too small. Whatever it is, it's not good for you. You know, the theory of what you eat, what's good for you to eat is not good for me. You know, you're allergic. You might be allergic to seafood when I test seafood up. You feel me? So we had to think about how what we choose in business in order to go further, because that might not be the thing to get us further.
Yeah, you hit on a point right there, man. I think that's definitely a mindset that when a person is either trying to, especially for the one that's trying to get into business, they're trying to figure out their way. Yeah. And the path of them trying to find their way, too often they're listening and hearing people who want to be in business, but they talk about it, but they're not. But they know people in business, but they're sharing advice to someone who wants to get in business as if they're an expert. And that person who wants to get in is listening to someone who has no business experience.
Right.
Advising them on what they should do to start.
And full of fear.
Yes.
I tell people, like, everybody not afraid of spiders. You know what I mean? Everybody's not afraid of spiders. Mm-hmm. But they will pass their fears on you.
Yes, they do.
Man, don't go in there, man. I'm telling you, they got spiders this big. And
so I'm glad you said that. So what are some of the fears that some of the people have tried to put on you when it came to you?
Oh, my God. We don't even have that much time. And I've been accused of putting fears on people when I was just giving them caution tape. You feel me?
Absolutely. Like,
one of the biggest things is you need money to make money. Like, no, you don't. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, when I was playing football, you're too small to play football. But I was one of the best players on the field. Offense and defense. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I can get in places bigger cats couldn't get in, and I was just as tactful when bringing somebody down. But at the same time, I was just as swift and that quick to catch or throw the football with quick release, and it wasn't powerful when it hit their numbers, but I always got it to their numbers. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All the time you don't have to drill the ball, you just got to get the ball to your target. And that's what I did. And in business, that's how I think. Just get it there. You know what I mean? Don't worry about how or why or how it cannot be. Some things you just got to be. You got to take precaution, of course. You know what I mean? If you got paper and they got to get delivered dry, you're not going to run in the rain with nothing to cover yourself and or the paper. So, you know, you just got to take precautions. And it's a lot. Man, it's tons of fears people try to put on me. I mean, tons of them. And majority of them always pertain on how much money you don't have or how much money you really need. And really, you don't. You just need one seed. Once you plant that seed, you have to have faith that seed is going to come to harvest. It's going, and a seed, the most I was taught by my man Capri Edwards, the most powerful thing about a seed, or the most fearful thing about a seed, is that most people don't see the process a seed go through when it finally breaks that first layer. You know what I mean? And finally, sprout. So I think most people are more afraid of what they don't see versus on what they do see.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You definitely hit on something good right there, man, just with the seed, because we live in a society now that really places so much things on self-gratification. It's that microwave society, man. Everything has to happen right here, right now. Money now, the cars now, and the business now. And you have to understand, man, that all the magic happens under the ground with that seed. All the magic happens in the dark. And the same way that magic happens in the dark with that seed, I truly believe it's when we in the dark by ourselves.
Most definitely.
When we have to be in the dark by ourselves with no one shedding light on us to really begin to grow and become that person that we were destined to become. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree.
Yep. But on that note, we're going to take a quick break, Miles.
Okay.
And we're back on the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse. And you know what? If you want to reach me, you can reach me at 5885-TEXT-RIGHT. That's right. 5885. Text the word right. That's right, because that's what we talk about here. Get your business right. That's how you get in contact with me, where I give them some great information to help you take your business from zero to hero, because when it comes to having a team and the right people around you, that's what it takes. And guess what? We have the mediapreneur, the brand champion, Mr. Miles Dixon.
I told you, Mike, I'm gonna use that.
Hey, Miles, it's yours, brother. It's yours.
Thank you.
It's yours, brother.
I'm receiving. Now that's a present I can open up and deliver to other people.
That's right, man.
Another aspect is nobody gonna listen to you unless you have a suit on. Well, I done watched several people become billionaires and don't wear suits. Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Russell Simmons. You know what I mean? Just like, and the list can really go on and on. I just posted something today, Mike, said marketing truth. There's no such thing as a logo that pops.
Mm.
No such thing as a logo that pops. There's things that look good, you know what I mean? But there's never been a logo that somebody said, bam, I'm going to go buy that. You feel me? A logo, when they say pops, to me, I think that's a term that people are using to cater to their ego. Because they are trying to direct their quote-unquote own destiny, where they don't even trust nobody else to guide them through it. You feel me? They're like, I need something to pop. Nothing really pops until it's successful. If you know the top logo, if you look at the top 100 logos, the most recognized logos in the whole world or the country or this country, none of them pop. Most people don't even understand. All of them was actually registered in black and white, or what you call line art.
Exactly.
So there was no color to it. It's just black and white. So, but nothing really pops until it becomes popular.
That's right. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, when Miles say the word pop, I'm here to tell you, he got a lot of things popping from this book right here.
That's what's up.
And the first thing that pops from this book, no matter where you are in your path, your entrepreneur path, is focus.
Woo!
Yes. And Miles, you hit on that, man. You made that chapter one. And I truly believe, man, you know, with anything, if you don't have the right focus, where you going to go? Where you going to move to? What direction you going?
I mean, that same thing, like I tell people when you're about to get in your car, right? You have to have a destination. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, if we're going to the same place, we don't have to take the same road or the path to get there.
That's right.
Some people don't like detours. Some people ride the highway. Some people ride the sideways. Some people like to ride their bikes. And I'm pretty sure the route you take bike-wise will not be the same route you take in a vehicle or car.
Absolutely.
So we had to think about where we want to be in our destination and focus. So everybody understand the Book of Carter. The Book of Carter is inspired by the artist by the name of Jay-Z. His real name is Sean Carter. And the reason why I wrote this book, because like Jay-Z has been my business professor for the past 10 years in my head. You know what I mean? Like a lot of his lyrics resonate to me in a very deep fashion because a lot of them hold truth. That's why the first chapter is focused. And he says, it comes from the album 444. And it says that, he said, Super Bowl goals, wifey in the crib, feeding the kids liquid gold. We're in a whole different mode. And to be in a whole different mode, you have to be focused. To have Super Bowl goals, you have to be focused. And for and the people don't know, liquid gold is actually considered as breast milk. So they saying that this, he's saying that we're focused on our children and our family and our lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle. You have to be focused. So all of that come into play. And it's just as simple as that.
Yeah, exactly. And the one thing in chapter one, man, that really got my attention, this is one quick paragraph I'm going to read real quick. Then we're going to really dig a little deep on. You said, as an entrepreneur, preparation should be a common practice. A daily routine may be exercised to gain momentum and to decrease hiccups in the matrix. One may think repetition is not needed, because things constantly change every day. However, your business have to have stability, and repetition builds stability. And you had it highlighted, focus must be placed on your business. So my question for you is this. With the success you've had in business, what part of focus did you have to constantly put in repetition over and over again to be in the position that you are in now?
Early bird gets the worm. That's been my most practice focus, getting up early and beating people to the punch. 4 years ago, I used to tell people that I was a victim. I was a stroke victim. And really, I was just negligent. I was just negligent on my health. By me having a stroke, if anybody knows, stroke has a lot to do with your brain. So stroke is like having a brain heart attack. You know what I mean?
Exactly, yeah.
It rewires your brain the way you think. And just as of recently, like in the past year, I did not realize that I had a focusing problem. Okay? Mm. So focus became one of my biggest things. You know what I mean? So one thing that kept me moving or motivated was I always got up early. You know what I mean? Yep. Always got up early. I mean, but now I get up 4:30 every single morning and go to the gym. I meditate or I pray in the morning and then I go to the gym or I start reading a book. And once I feel like, if I feel like, I need to hurry and go to the gym, I'll fall back to sleep. I get up and go to the gym.
Exactly.
But my most important practice that I used was getting up early. And focusing now, I had to focus more because of my past medical situation to where I had to put notes in my phone. Even right now, every now and then you might see me look down because I might think of something. I do not want to forget it, so I would text it. And that's no matter what I'm doing. I could be in the middle of a meeting. I could be in the middle of a grocery market, supermarket, my lawyer's office or whatever. And I'm going to text a note to myself so I do not forget, because a lot of ideas that I had has been lost due to my medical situation.
Yeah, it's powerful right there, man. You know, I definitely could relate with you, Miles, being someone who suffered a heart attack, seizure, and kidney failure all at the same time.
That could, I'm not gonna say, I would say this in front of anybody. You are a whole lot stronger than me, because I had a stroke, and I had a mental breakdown that was, most people, like the doctor said, like doctor told me, like, I don't know how you're functioning. But I had to say, you are different than most people that I ever met that had a paralyzing type of stroke. Yes. But I didn't have where I was all twisted up type of stroke. You know what I mean? I think they call it a TI stroke, to where it wasn't due to a blood clot, but it was due to a blockage. You know what I mean?
Okay.
think a TI is like that. A TA is when you have a blood clot clotting up some of the main artery that's going to your brain, to where your brain wouldn't get enough oxygen to it to actually function properly. So I did not have those that type of stroke, but someone said I had a minor stroke. My doctor said there's no such thing as a minor stroke because strokes affect people differently. There are some people who be all twisted up, but they remember everything.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But me, my memory is jacked. And I'm only going to say that now in this program. I try my best not to never say it again. But my memory needs help to the point to where I still recognize it, but I'm not all twisted up. And some days, I don't know which one is worse. And that's sad to say, but it's very truthful. Some days one time I lost my keys, my glasses, my wallet in the 2.5 to 3 hour time period and came and never got none of it back.
Oh, man. So,
yeah, but so that's just a small portion of why I do my best to stay focused now. I try my best not to claim being a stroke victim, but I always say I was a negligent, I was a health, I abused my health. I will say that. I'm a health abuser. I was a health abuser.
Well, I'm glad you said the more opportune word. You said was, past tense.
Most definitely.
And the fact that you recognize and see, but you know what, and it's true, it took going through that health crisis for you to really start to walk into your new seed of greatness.
Yes, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And so definitely, and I'm glad you mentioned that, man, because reading this book here, well, nobody would even think, would even believe that you even went through that ordeal the way you put this book together. You know what I'm saying? Because you talk right here in chapter 6, team building with vision.
Yes.
I mean, you know, most people, when they go through, especially dealing with the mind of a stroke and like me, a seizure, like you say, to be able to be in a position to rebound and not just think about ourselves, but to be able to put something together and create something that has something to do with the team building with a vision. And that's the one creative point that's talked a lot about on Wall Street, talked about in Silicon Valley, and talked about for businesses to really scale to the next level. And so for the entrepreneur, there's so many solopreneurs out here who are looking.
He's a solopreneur.
Solopreneur, that's right. They're looking to build a team, Miles. They're looking to build a team. And in that process, man, I mean, you only could do so much. You can only do so much on our own. It's only so many hours in a day. And me, you, or any one individual can only do so much within them hours.
Yeah.
So much I can make by myself. It's only so much you can make by yourself. But once you bring that team together, man, like the Bible say, man, you know, two is better than one because they have a good return for their money.
Yes.
You know? And so when you mentioned team build, my first question is with this. Why did you even? I love the name. What made that name so come to mind for you to use?
That you said chapter 6, right?
Yeah, the team building with vision.
So the verse with Jay-Z is from the Blueprint album.
Yes,
he said because he said all I need is the love of my crew. The whole industry can hate me. I'm a thug my way through. He was basically telling everyone he don't need what you think he needs. All he needs is him and his team. You know what I mean? Let him and his team get in position and they just gonna bust through. You know what I mean? And sometimes as you bust through, you make breakthroughs, right?
Absolutely.
And when making breakthroughs, you have people that has to be in the forefront. Some of the people might be just the people for the padding. You know what I mean? Not sacrificial lamb, so this is not an Illuminati thing. However, but some people has to take that trial part. You know what I mean? Some people will be the part where you're not quite sure of. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's nothing wrong with that. It's not being that. a test dummy, but it's just about being willing to go on the forefront and swing first. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. And when you build a team, you're doing so. You're not building shields. You are building a team to provide you with the necessary tools to build shields. So there's no such thing as human sacrificing when it comes down to team building.
And you know what? When it came for you building your team, and you mentioned your book on how it can be exhausting, what are some of the things you had to do? Because when you're building a team, you have to deal with so many people. Because people will say they could do this, they could do that. And, you know, you partner with certain people on certain things and kind of find out they really don't know. Or if they do, they're not as committed
as
you're looking for them to be. Or they feel they know more than you. They could do what you do. And so what was the one core thing in building a team that you were able to do to stay consistent, will continue to build a team, even though you're going through and talking to a lot of people in the process?
One thing that I do when building my team, I pick people that's eager, not people who know, in a sense. Mm. When you pick someone who's eager, they're eager to learn. They're eager to find out other things other than what you are even telling them. Most people want to challenge you on things that you know. So I had the pleasure of actually teaching my main two people in business in some form or fashion. Mm. Where when Nathan Talbert, I was able to teach him a certain thing about mixing or in the music industry. And that evolved into other things where he started learning, because he was like, he seen me doing this over here. And he was like, well, he need help over here. You know what I mean? Nathan Talbert became my helper, in a sense. He became my brother in the end. You know what I mean? So when he seen me struggle in this part, he started learning how to suppress the struggle and make it work for us. Okay?
Exactly.
And then when Melissa Underwood came in my life, that's why Melissa and Nate wanted to get married, was they became the perfect fit for me. I would start to teach her graphic design work on the computer, and then we start building this monster, this big thing, you know what I mean, this machine.
Exactly. And
by us building this machine, we built it together, and I was just a person who wasn't afraid. And most people who come into my life or be a part of what I'm doing, they know that they can't do what I do, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because if they could, they wouldn't be attracted to me. When things is right, people not attracted to people who they can do the same thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't see a lot of quarterbacks hanging out together. You know what I mean? Because it's really just not hard. It's hard for them to work together because they're the same thing. They think totally different. You know what I mean? Well, one say scrambling is better, or running is better, running and scrambling together. So many combinations to where that evolves in their brain on how they actually think. So, you know, I doubt very seriously if you see quarterbacks hanging out together. You know what I mean? You more likely see offense and defense able to work together or communicate better because they can actually have something practical that they can talk about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And they get a better conversation.
And Miles, the last part, this last chapter here, we're going to hit on real quick before we get out of here, man.
Okay.
Is get it done, just do it.
Yes.
Let's talk about that, Miles, because see, we live in a society, a lot of bum gumpers.
Ooh, bumpers. You said gum bumpers?
Gumpers. Yeah, man, they bumping them gums all the time. Bump, 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 bump.
Yeah.
And so I like what you said, even in chapter 9, when you took from the back album, the Martha Stewart, that's Far From Jewish, Harvard Stewart. Just had the balls to do it.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite quotes from him. And it's a favorite line, I won't say quotes, but favorite line from him, because anyone knows about the history of Jay-Z or Sean Carter, he really came from roaches and rats. He didn't know nothing that was in textbooks about how to do business. You know what I mean? He just understood he had this, he wanted that. In order to get that, he had to do this, 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 and this to get that. So psychologically, he was really, really, really ready. But his ambition, his focus, and his team building was the part of that thing. Nike, when Nike came out with Just Do It.
Yes.
That's the realest statement you can do in business and life. You know what I mean? And the bad part is people use it more negatively than they do in a positive manner.
That's true.
You know what I mean? If you tell a person, well, it's easy just to rob somebody, just do it. People would take it like, yeah, I could just do that, right? But if you tell people you can start your own business, just do it, they'd be like, no, man, it takes too much to do it, to do a business. You know what I mean?
Yep. So
psychologically, we have been prone to really think in a more negative tone. And a lot of people plant their fears in our lives. And they really put it in our brain to where I was taught fear, false expectations appearing real. We have a tendency to place glass ceilings before we even have a house to live in. We have a tendency to tell, we can see somebody crossing the street or he's in a struggle or he look like he's a streetwalker, aka a bum. And then we say, oh man, he probably was on drugs, blah, blah, blah. I've been homeless before and I slept in Cass Park. And a lot of them people that sleep in Cass Park that we consider bums or homeless, they never done drugs a day in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Their pride is what keeps them there. Their pride is their drug. Their pride is their judge and juror. Their pride is the thing that keeps them inside this jail cell, so to speak.
Exactly. And so, Miles, I want to really hit something real personal at home for you now. When you talk about get it done, just do it. Number one, in your book, one of the hardest times for you was definitely when your mom passed.
Yeah.
And you had to really get focused. And so if you can, what did you do to really get your mindset in the right place to really move forward?
Actually, I still move forward. I still deal with it every day. It's crazy because every year around this time of the year, I go through it. When I say I go through it, it'd be incredible. And this all happened in 1989. October 19th, my mother went to a coma. October 14th, my mother passed at 8 p.m. October 17th was my birthday and also the wake of my mother. Mm. November 22nd, we had her buried in Philadelphia. So November 22nd was the day I buried her. November 23rd was actually that Thanksgiving. November 27th is her birthday. Christmas, December 25th. You feel me?
Yes.
And then it's the new year. So I used to call aunt or the ongoing no in my life, aunt, which is October, November, December. I used to hate this time of the year. Hate it. When God began to heal those dates. So my oldest daughter, Erin Elise, was born October 19th. Ain't it great? November 14th, I got a good friend of mine named Deion Robinson. He come in no matter what, at 8 o'clock. November 14th, me and him together. I don't care if I'm in Chicago, Philly, California, somehow he appears. November 17th is, of course, my birthday. November 22nd, my youngest daughter was born, right?
Right.
Then on her first birthday, it actually fell on Thanksgiving the following year.
Oh, man.
You see how the healing process goes? And so I understand that for every wound you get will be, it forms a scab and it get healed. Will that skin always be the same? No. But the replacement of not seeing a wound no more is always good. You feel me?
Exactly.
So November 27th, which is my mother's birthday, I have encountered over 7 new friends that's dear to my heart. And it's just so happened that their birthday on November 27th.
Mm.
You feel me? So
yeah.
Time heals all if you're willing to accept it. So pushing through it, I never can say I pushed through it. I can say I'm still with it, and living through that process or living through this process has made me a more aware person of time.
And so, Matt, Miles, I'm going to say, man, you are a great example for what you just shared of just you're still getting things done. Because there are some people, man, when it comes to dealing with a tragedy, man, it cripples them.
Oh, most definitely. And it, don't get me wrong, I was crippled too. I'm still crippled, right?
But you ain't you haven't stayed crippled. That's the thing. Yeah. You still.
No. Yeah, I haven't stayed crippled.
Yeah, you never. You know, you. I mean, we all. It's normal for we all during the grief and grieving process to slow down a little bit and to really recollect our thoughts and our mind and just we're looking at what direction you want to go in. But the good thing is, man, you were able to get in situation. And learn from it, and you were able to put the right analogy, like you said, with the, having the scabs and time healing, and you know you're not seeing a wound, and you know that's the and so those are some of the same pains of entrepreneurship. You know, the disappointments, the frustrations.
Yeah. My God!
You know,
a lot of things I think people like hypothetically speaking. I'm glad you said brought that up today. When I was at the gym, I met a 47-year-old man who's just now learning how to swim. And it's funny, I always, you know, when it's sometimes some conversations, when I, whether we have a debate or having talks or having meetings, I always break out and say, you don't know how to swim, do you? He's like, yeah, I know how to swim. I said, you must have been taught how to swim. He said, yeah, I was taught how to swim. I said, I can tell. He said, how can you tell? I said, because you talk with patience. Like, oh, you know, it's okay. You know what I mean? And a lot of things... You can't talk. You got to talk with aggression. Like, I've been pushed into a pool. So I had two choices. I could either sink or swim. And I chose to swim. And as soon as I got out of there, my heart started rushing. Everybody jumped over to me. I literally threw the towel off me like I was Superman, ran and jumped back into the pool. Right? Because I'm like, oh, I'm past it. It was a fear.
That's right.
Yeah. It was fear. So when the man got, when we was in the locker room, he said, I know people probably laughing at me. He's the Indian. He said, I know people probably laughing at me like, ha, 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 look at this 50-year-old man. He said, I'm not really 50, I'm like 40, I'm 47 years old, about to be 48. He said, tomorrow's my birthday. And I'm learning how to swim because I want to learn how to do better business. That's it. I said, it's funny you say that because I tell people that all the time. I said, but why you say that? He said, because I'm a person who I don't take no chances. You know what I mean? He said, when it's something don't seem right to me, I back up real fast. He said, so I need to learn how to swim amongst sharks. Just, he said, there's a lot of people that can swim with sharks and the sharks never attack them because they know the attitude or with edge a shark on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you got people that can swim with dolphins, but dolphins go into their little thing too. But you yourself need to, you know, you everybody got spidey senses. So you need to tune up your spidey senses in a sense of when you learn how to swim, you learn mentally how to swim with other people.
That's and right.
You have to be ready for it. So,
yep. Well, Miles, you have brought some great nuggets today, man. I want to appreciate you coming out, man. Your book, The Book of Carter, The Business Bible.
Yes.
Man, this is the bomb.com right here, for real.
Thank you. It goes on sale on November 1st.
Okay.
You can pre-order it starting this Friday. I was making it this Monday, but I'm making it this Friday. You can go to themediapreneur.net. That's themediapre. NEUR.net. The Mediapreneur.
That's ladies right.
No, I'm just talking like ladies the Mediapreneur.net. It'll be available. I just tell people it's 10 chapters. November 17th, the audiobook will be available. So everyone who purchased my book will receive the audiobook free the first week of. So the audiobook is going to be incredible. And I wrote 12 more chapters to the Book of Carter, but I'm going to release those either once every other month or once a month. Mm. And it's dope. I mean, it's really dope.
That's right. It's dope.
It's dope, right.
Well, Miles, we definitely got to get you back on here again, man, because definitely you are changing the business landscape. And yeah. I love how, and just as we end out, I love how you did your dedication. It's dedicated to those who have trouble seeing solid truth when times look bleak. No pun intended.
Yeah, and when I say no pun intended, you know, Jay-Z has a comrade named Memphis Bleak. So I didn't want people to think, like I said, and in my book, I tell them by no means is this a deploy to run or work off of the name of Jay-Z as the artist or Sean Carter as the businessman. It's just so people in my day and time who understand who's part of my era can understand through music, there's a lot of messages. You know what I mean? Marvin Gaye had one of the great, when how to do my life, you know what I mean? Mm. Make me want to holler the way they do my life. That's a really, really about economic empowerment, political structure to downgrade the African Americans in America. So I listen, when I hear certain things or when I see things, I see it in the business sense. I don't see what most people see. I see colors and numbers. So
that's right. Well, Miles, we appreciate you, man. Ladies and gentlemen, you go out there and get that book. He said themediapreneur.net. I'm here to tell you, get that book at themediapreneur.net. I'm here to tell you, it's going to help put your business in the right frame of mind, the right focus, the right people, and the right mindset to execute. I'm here to tell you, get the book. And so, ladies and gentlemen, you know how to get in contact with me now. I got a new way to get in contact with me. You can text me at 5885-RIGHT. 5885-RIGHT. Because this is the Get Your Business Right show with Michael Muse on Verkay Radio, iHeartRadio. And you know what? Overcoming your fears is not an option. And we'll see you next time.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.